Blog
Hello?
Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, we're live on the Author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. Today, we have Evangelist Rose Hall from Lebanon, Illinois. And she will be ministering the Word of God today. Evangelist Rose Hall, she is my cousin, and I would just like to give Evangelist Rose Hall, if you would like to say something to the people, now's your chance.
Hi, my name is Evangelist Hall. I'm in Lebanon. I go to the Action for Christ Church, and I just want to encourage each and everyone that's out there listening to stay encouraged today that God is able to do just what he's going to do.
Those are nice and encouraging words. How long have you been? Evangelist Rose Hall?
22 years.
Oh, 22 years.
Yes.
And what church? What church were you ministering the Word of God at?
In Action for Christ Church.
Okay. So. I can tell you come from a very religious background family.
Yes. My grandmother started.
Go ahead.
I said, my grandmother started and got me when I was 2 years old. So I've been in the church family ever since I was a 2-year-old kid, knowing about God.
Yeah, and like I said, Evangelist Hall, that is my cousin. So the lady she is referring to is her grandmother. It was my aunt. So we are cousins, and I know that she comes from a religious background because I know, like I said, her grandmother is my aunt. So I know the type of religious background that they had. My aunt Aunt Ellen, she got the kids to church. You know, so I know that she came from a religious a background, and it's early on the show, but I started off early. On the show, we got the troubled youth, Evangelist Rose Hall. We got the troubled youth. What information would you give to troubled youth who you feel is going down the wrong path? How would you guide them that troubled you?
I would instruct them to seek God's face and to find somebody they can trust in and get them some mentors and understand that no matter how bad they are, God still loves them. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And it's not about where we're going. And where we at is where we're going, and that's what God is looking at. He's not looking at your past, because the Bible says he casted in the sea of forgiveness, and he don't remember it no more. And get along people that are positive, people that are going somewhere, people that don't mind crying out to God, because we're living in a time where things are right is wrong, and things are wrong is right. And we know that Jesus is soon to return, so we need to, as a youth, As a troubled youth, we have to get around positive people. Find your mentor, somebody you can trust in and talk to, because without growing in life and you're stuck, you're going to end up dying the way you are. And God did not come in the world for us to die, but he did come to save the world.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And Evangelist Hall, did you preach the message earlier today?
We did talk today about love. We came out of John. We came out of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, talking about love. It's the main story for God to love the world. No matter what we do in life, you know, we have to show love to people, like to say, youth that are going down the wrong way. You know, no matter how bad they are, you still have to love them and pray that God will change their mind. Because it's a mindset thing. And we know the enemy wants to kill our youth because He wants them to go to hell. So we as the body of Christ have to show love, because that's a new commandment that he said to them, that I leave a new commandment, that you love one another. And so if we start loving like God wants us to love, in John the 13th chapter, he said, for I love you, you also love one another. So that's a commandment, that we must show love. And that's what we're missing in the world, is love.
I agree with you 100%. We need more love in this world. And like you said, we live in a world where you get the wrong things good, you know, and bad things happening to good people. Like you said, wrong look like right. We're living in that type of world today, as you said. And that's signs, you know, that Jesus is soon to return, you know. And basically, like she said also, the devil, he wants your soul to go to hell. He has nothing to lose. He's headed to a burning lake of fire himself. And he's not alone. The devil's not alone. He has all the demons with him. People don't understand that Satan is not alone. Then they try to fight him all alone without God. But the devil is not alone himself. He have many followers. Let me get this caller online. People try to fight the devil. People try to fight the devil all alone. But the devil has many demons with him. And God is real. God is real. The devil, you know, he wants you to think God is not with you. But if God was not with you, I don't think none of us would be here today. If God withdrew his hand from us, then there's no way that you could make it. But you say that God is not with you. So you think that he's not with you. You think that he don't love you. It's because that he loved you is the reason you made it as far as you did.
Mm-hmm.
God's love.
Yes.
Love is love. And wrong is wrong. And only right will stand.
Yeah.
And only wrong, seeds of wrong will continue to grow wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll get back to our guest speakers. That's Evangelist Rose Hall. And Rose came from, she's on, can they contact you on Facebook, Mrs. Hall, Evangelist Hall, can they?
Yes. My Facebook is rose.hall85@yulu.com.
Okay, yeah, that's Evangelist Rose Hall. And we'll play the episode again on, I advertise on Twitter, Blog Talk, Radio, and Facebook. We'll play this episode again tomorrow. And we'll let everyone get a chance to hear the episode now. Now, we have, also do we have Annette on the line, my sister Annette?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yeah, okay. Would you like to say hello
to
your cousin? Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you say hello to your cousin, Evangelist Rose Hall?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, see, we all from a big family,
yeah.
Big churches, and you know, you had to go to church. You had to leave the house, go to church back in those days. Couldn't just stay at home on Sunday without going to church, and it may have been an old church in the country, but people were very serious about going to church in the country, in an old church back then. You know, it brought a lot of all the other people. They went to church. It made no difference where they went, in the country, a shack. They went to church because they knew that the Holy Spirit was there. See, God left the Holy Spirit as a comforter for us.
Yeah.
See, it makes no difference where you go. The Holy Spirit is always around. And so Rose been ministering for, you say, how long? 20 years you've been administering, Rose?
Yes, 21 years. Yes.
That's a blessing.
21 years now. And she started, and my aunt Ed and her grandmother took her to the church at the age of 2, you say?
Yep, she got me one at 2 and started training me up the way the Bible says, train a child up the way he should go. And when he get old, he won't depart. So no matter how bad I got, I did go astray time. But because I had Christ in me, it brought me back to home, taught me things to bring, not to do wrong and right, so I can be able to be a light to my kids. So when they came up, they know that I stand for righteousness and not things that they're doing sinfully.
Right. That's right. Yeah, I always ask my guests, I always know that a religion will be a part of you. I already know that. But this is what I'm asking you. Do you have any future plans for the future, for writing a book? Do you have any future plans, writing a book, anything like that?
Yes, I've been praying and asking God in the next maybe 3 years. I've been starting off a book. I've been getting some information about my life, how God delivered me from some stuff in my marriage, how when my marriage was on rocks and seemed like there was no end, but through all that, I trusted and depended on God. And God has started downloading things into me. I do tent revivals. I go out and minister, bring other ministers in. We do it every August. We've done it for the last 2 years. We're about to start a new one this August, the first and the second. So I am in process of getting myself together to write a book about my life.
Okay. Okay. That'll be an inspirational book. Like I say, this is Evangelist Rose Hall. She's live today on the Author Larry Tomb Gospel Radio Show. She's been ministering the Word of God over 20 years, and she's here today to guide the people, spread the Word of God. Use her talent as God will have her to use His talent, and He has blessed all of us, you know, and that's enough reason to make you want to serve God when He bless you. I mean, just wake up in the morning time. God bless.
Amen.
You know, just do that, you know. So God, you know, people think that God owe you something. You know, He don't owe you nothing. Only reason you're around, because He got you around. Because only reason you're here now, He holds you. God is the one who got you. He's holding you.
Amen.
That's the only reason you're here right now. You know, so don't ever think that God is up. That's the evil trick of the devil. If the devil can take your faith from you, well, he can send your soul to hell. You send your soul to hell, that's where he going. To hell. He has nothing to lose. He's very tricky. He's very conniving. Yeah. Beware of the evil tricks of the devil and followers. Beware, you know. And today I want to thank my caller, Evangelist Rose Hall.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have good talent on the show. And it also is also another pleasure, you know, when I have my cousins on the show. You know, when I have my relatives on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry about that, I'm back. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have, especially a minister in the Word of God, you know, especially someone who has a positive thing to say, led by God, because you're never going to find the devil. You can't never find the devil trying to worship God. So you know that he who worships God, he got to be a true and hard person, because I don't know no person of the devil who will worship God. A person of the devil don't want to even hear the word of God. You know, and just for a person to minister the word of God, it takes a lot, because what he goes through in life sometimes make him think God's not with him. But even though he feared that God left, he still had to preach God's word. He still had to go on.
Yeah.
In spite of all the things, the devil is showing God is not doing for you. But you still have to find yourself, even though he's trying to make you doubt God, still continue to do the will of God, as you know is right. And I'm so glad to have evangelist Rose Hall and all my callers on the show. Like I say, I'm going to play the episode again tomorrow. But I wanna know if Mrs. Evangelist Rose Hall has anything further to say.
I just want to encourage the people out there that seek God for every direction that you need. He says, if we lean not to our own understanding and all our ways, he'll direct our path. As the way of the path that we're taking today, we need direction from God. Because like you say, the enemy is loose. You know, his time is even shorter. And he's seeking who he may devour. He's going to and through the earth. And we know that God is able to keep us even in times of temptation. When we feel like giving up, we can't give up because we're too close to our goals. We're too close to the things that God has promised us. And I know it seems hard. It seems like the economy is messed up. It seems like the jobs are not there. But if you put your trust in God, he will see you through. Keep your head up, because David said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. And my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. And we know God made us that we may worship and praise him, and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said today, before I leave, that he came to give you life, and he came to give it more abundantly. So don't be disencouraged today. Hold on to God. No matter how hard it gets, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your circumstance is, God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us until the end of the world. So I'm here to encourage you. Hold on. And if you don't have God, repent and get God as your Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, okay. There it is. Everyone, I'm getting ready to, in a second, end the episode of Author Larry Tunes' Doctor Radio Show. That was evangelist Rose Hall from Illinois, and she's on Facebook. You can find her on Facebook at Rose Hall. She's in a minister in the Word of God over twenty years. Come from a large background family in Illinois, and she has a. She's been planning an upcoming book for the preacher. In about three years, she said in about 3 years she'd be planning an upcoming book. That's one of her future goals. And she gave good words to guide the troubled youth. And she's a very good speaker on the Author Larry Tunes Gospel Show, and I just want to say thank you, Evangelist Rose Hall, for coming on the show today.
Thank you, and I appreciate your and this is an assignment from God. So thank you very much.
Okay, and thank all of my sisters and all the rest of my callers on the show. You want to hear this show tomorrow, I'm going to play it again on Facebook, Twitter. And it runs every day at Blog Talk Radio. This episode plays all the time that we're listening to now. Will continue to play at Blog Talk Radio. People will always get a chance to listen. It will be archived. So it's not the first day that this episode will run. They play over and over. So if you want to contact us, that's Rose Hall, Facebook. And like I say, once again, I would like to thank Rose Hall and all my callers for calling in. And I would like to say, have a good day, and God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you, too. Good day.
All right, goodbye.
Okay.
All right.
Good.